There will be no school buses on Maryland roads today, even though it is the first day of classes for a number of the state's school systems, including those in Baltimore City and Baltimore and Howard counties. Every school district in Maryland is starting the year with virtual learning. And as WYPR's John Lee reports, school leaders in Baltimore County will be looking to see if the technology is working and in reach for its 115,000 students.
Heads up, Baltimore County students. School Superintendent Darrell Williams might be dropping into your virtual classroom today.
Just to say hi, not to disrupt what needs to happen the first day.
Williams says the technology is his number one concern as the school year gets underway. Is it available and is it working? During the first week of school, Williams says he'll meet daily with his cabinet.
If we know something is happening or something's not working, we can get together and work with that school site to provide some support.
Last week, the three Republican members of the county council sent Williams a letter. It points out that in some rural parts of the county, there is no internet access. Also, there are parents throughout the county who can't afford the technology. The council members wanted to know how students who need a Chromebook or an internet hotspot could go about getting one. At an education town hall last week, Community Superintendent Raquel Jones said not all students have what they need yet.
For students needing internet access, families should inform the school, and the school will work with families to ensure that they have a hotspot.
Getting virtual learning right is not a short-term fix. Cheryl Boast, president of the Maryland State Education Association, says when students return to school buildings, it will be a hybrid of in-person instruction and distance learning.
Because I think people forget the other half of hybrid is virtual learning. So we have to get that right, and then we can begin to transition students back into our schools.
According to school officials, there's been some confusion as to when that transition will happen. On August 27th, Governor Hogan called on school systems to return students to in-person classes as soon as possible. A few days later, the State Education Board ordered school systems like Baltimore County, which don't plan to start face-to-face classes until January, to reevaluate their reentry plans and submit them to the state by the third week of November. Williams says it's possible some county students will return to classrooms before then. That first group of students likely will be the ones who need in-person instruction the most, like those in special education.
Of course, it has to be safe. We got to make sure we're following the CDC guidelines, making sure we're working with our health department.
MSEA President Boast says everyone wants students and teachers back in classrooms, but a lot has to happen first. Ventilation in school buildings needs to be checked. There must be rapid testing, and cash-strapped school systems have to buy PPE. As virtual learning begins today, Superintendent Williams asks for patience as they work through the inevitable issues that will arise.
Look at it as a new day. We're making history, and we're just excited that our kids are returning and our staff members are returning.
This marks Williams' second opening day as Baltimore County School Superintendent. Thanks to COVID, he says it's the toughest job he's ever had, but he has no regrets.
For me, I got a good team, I got a supportive board, and I got a great family that loves me when I go home. So I'm good.
Williams says he plans to take a drive today to see a couple of new elementary schools that in a normal year would be opening for students as a look to the future. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.